Welcome to Life Uncharted Podcast with Damola, Diana, and Shayo.
First of all, hi guys. When last did you hear that? It's been a minute. I mean, obviously not a minute. It's been more than a minute, but like, it feels good to be back. Welcome back to Life Uncharted Podcast. And as usual, I'm here with your favorite girls in the entire world. Like, when I mean in the entire world, no one else can compare. So yeah, I'm here with Damola and Shayo. Hi, girls.
Hi. It's so good to be back, guys. As always, your favorite is here, Shayo. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode.
I didn't think that Shayo would finish that with a straight face.
You already know.
Because people are just like, even then, I was like, oh, she's even trying to convince them that we are their favorite girls.
But anyway, we are,
it's okay. Hi, everyone. Rests. Okay, sorry. I said I was not saying rests. Hi, everyone. Damola here.
Is that all?
Don't mind that. Because I don't understand. Damola, who has more energy? You guys, we started this call with Damola having the most energy. So I think she hasn't missed you as much as Diana and I have. Let's give her a little pass.
But I'm the honest one here.
Damola, she's not leading you anywhere. Leave it.
Let me tell you, I'm the one, I won't lie to you people. I have to, them, they'll come and lie and laugh. Me, I will tell you the truth. With a straight face.
That really sounds somehow. I'm not even gonna lie. It's like they'll come and lie and laugh.
Wow, the shame.
Sorry, I just have to say the truth. I have to stand by the truth. It's a new year.
That is not the truth, by the way.
Oh yeah. Happy New Year, guys. And literally we're recording this on the 1st of January. So actually, Happy New Year.
2024. Welcome to 2024, everyone.
And the first thing that Mola told me in this new year is Diana rest. So I think that we know how me and Damola's relationship is going to be throughout this year.
That is your word for the year, rest. You are walking in calm energy, okay?
So rest. That's not what she meant. That's not what she meant when she said that.
Damola, I tried.
Diana wants us to continue our cat and dog relationship on this podcast, but I refuse to fall for that. I'm bringing good vibes this year, guys. I'm bringing good energy.
Why does this remind me of Real Housewives of Lagos? Like, okay, last season I was this. This year, I'm this.
And now, because every year is another time for you to reinvent yourself now.
That's exactly right.
Even if I come, even if next week, Steph, I can reinvent myself, it does not matter.
In the next 2 seconds, I can't.
Yes, who's to say you cannot?
Okay, whatever, guys.
Okay, so why are we actually here today? What brought us?
We're here to shalali.
I'm only here to laugh. Oh. That's all. I'm only here to laugh.
We're here to just explain. But first of all, let's say we're sorry. And I think that, yes, you're tired of hearing that we're sorry and all of that. We've been away for too long. But last year was, I think it was just a lot to take in. Okay, I can only speak for myself because I don't know what other people were up to.
Exactly, but, ma'am. Yeah. Who said Damola and I are going to say sorry? Please.
Unapologetic. I love it. But yeah, we promised to give, I think, episodes every fortnight, and we ended up, we started with that. And I mean, best in consistency scored F this time around. And just a lot happened and we couldn't find the right time, especially I know you guys, I think by now you know, we are not in the same country. So finding the right time that works for everybody was a struggle. And at some point, for me, it felt like, for me, I'm just, I didn't feel like I had the energy. Because honestly, I'm not going to lie. The podcast needs a certain kind of energy. And I didn't think I had that energy to bring. I still am, but I'm prepared to share. People will also enjoy whatever energy that I'm giving. But like, I was tired a lot. I think I just had a lot of things on my plate and I didn't know how to handle them effectively or something of sorts. So it kind of just like, I just had a lot of things to do and I just wasn't in the right space of mind to come and record podcasts and be laughing with you people. So yeah, that was it. When I mean you people, I'm not actually talking about like Shayo and Damola. I'm just talking about like the listeners. I just wasn't in the mood to just like laugh and let things slide. If I wanted to talk, I would talk and be emotional. And I'm not trying to be emotional because in case you didn't know, I just turned 30. So yeah.
Whoop whoop. We love it.
She just has to tell us that.
I know, but I'm glad she did now because
if I don't tell you, I will not be okay.
I'll mention it because you and Damola are my aunties, so I should be greeting you people.
I'm sorry. In the next couple of weeks, somebody's turning 30.
Guys, that's not true. No one believes that. That's not true. I'm
in a few days. In a few days,
I am 25. But shout out to you, Diana, accountability queen. It was very nice of you guys. We had a conversation before this and I don't know that I want to say sorry. And Damola did say this because like after a while, I'm sure even the sorry itself, people will just be like doing yimu for us because it's like every time we're saying sorry. So I will not be saying sorry. Do I want to give an explanation?
Yes. Yes.
Maybe. Maybe. But again, it's similar to what Diana says. So I don't want us to be all of us, you know, life gets in the way. These are 30 plus ladies now. I'm still in my 20s and I'm trying to live life.
20s for how many more days?
Am I in my 20s or am I not in my 20s?
The funny thing is that it's if this podcast dropped on the day she's 30, but like obviously
I dare you. I will deny it. I will deny it. But as of recording this episode, I'm still in my 20s. But again, honestly, the time away was very needed because ultimately the reason why we did this, it was for something that we wanted to enjoy and express ourselves and our creativity. So if we all felt, or if one of us felt that we couldn't give that, like Diana has said, then I don't think it would have been fair for us to bring energy that wasn't the most authentic. Because again, we can force it. We can just say, well, yeah, let's come and record an episode and do what we have to do. But then it wasn't authentic. It wasn't pure. It wasn't coming from our hearts. And I think just the last quarter of the year, 2023, was just a lot for everyone. Everyone was going through things. And I'm sure everyone in the world, again, is going through a lot of things. But this remains one of my favorite things to do, genuinely. We don't know who's listening. We don't know how far this is going. But coming here and talking to these ladies is always the best time. I always leave it feeling better than when I came in. So I'm really, really happy that we can come back and we have this opportunity. Shout out to God, you know, for allowing this to be possible.
Oh my God, you said shout out to God. You said shout out to God.
See, badge.
Wait, please. Is that something she says? I mean, what's this out?
Yes. Tony Bash said shout out to God.
What's something she said? No, I'm like, we're cutting this part out, please, before they think I'm...
No, 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 don't cut this out. She actually said shout out to God. Oh my God.
Shout out to our daddy in the sky.
Is that like the sky daddy? I'm sorry. Is that like a new thing? Yes. People say shout out to God.
You see, you know it's Diana, our sky daddy. So shout out to him. But again, really glad to be back. I'm really excited, you guys. I'm super, super duper excited to be back. All right, Damola, what is your own shalai?
I almost said hallelujah when Shia was saying, Shia was going on at some point that, oh, she always leaves this place feeling refreshed and this, and she's glad that she, I was like, wow, praise be to God. But, unlike Shia, you guys, I won't really say sorry because I'll say sorry small. Just small sorry, because I think that there were actually active listeners even if you guys that were active, maybe were not a lot, but I think there were some active listeners that actually sent messages to say, you know what, what's up? I like listening to you guys. So for those people, though, I will say sorry. But for the rest of you, I will not say sorry because people too are not serious. So, but why have we been away? So me, oh, I can say why. Because you know me, I'm the receipts person. I have to bring receipts. For when we actually released an episode last, it was in September. And don't you think, don't go thinking that we actually released from January to September. No, we did took not.
Breaks.
we released an episode. I think it was in January. We actually released in January and we were consistent like December, November, like previous last year, January. And we were supposed to come back. And then we took that long break from after January to like June when we came back with our favorite, I mean, most listened episode last season, our Road to 30 episode.
Yes.
And I think you guys really, really enjoyed it, especially I think the first or the second one where we were talking too much and sharing our life. Too much. Maybe that's why people like Amebo. But we came back and then we went away again. I think we only came back June, July, August, September, and then we left again. But I think for the most part, for me, it became a chore to do it. And I didn't feel like I had a lot of creative ideas. I listened to a lot of podcasts and I think there was that thing where I felt like, what value am I actually bringing? Because you know when you don't feel 100% and you start second guessing yourself and you start second guessing what you are saying, what value you are bringing, and then you're like, maybe there's no point to doing this, or maybe people will just be happy anyway without actually listening to you. So I think there was all of that. And it also did not help that possibly, yes, I could have forced myself and it might not have been the most authentic thing to do, but if let's say Shayo and Diana were like 100%, I would have forced myself to kind of show up. But then again, I'm like, what will actually be the quality of what we're putting out? And like Shayo said, if we just did it just because, it will kind of take the fun and the joy out of it. So it was a bit easy to just say, you know what, we are not recording. And I didn't actually push for us to record because I'm just like, let us just settle down. And let me tell you, the reason why it was very easy to go away, you people, I'll be honest with you, is that you people are not encouraging us by listening.
Yes.
Because if I knew that so many people
spamming
their and they're like, please come back, we love you, Kinika or something, then that would be like extra ginger to say, let's, even if it's not for ourselves, you know, let's come back. But we are so grateful for the numbers that we have because we know that it might not seem like a lot. It might not be thousands, but even the hundreds of you that are listening, we are grateful for everyone that listens. But obviously, people are not encouraging us because if you're encouraging us and if we don't post and you drag us, it's only my brother that used to drag me. But if people are dragging us and say, put out content, or if you people have ideas for us or suggestions or what you would like us to talk about, if you send it to us, then we're like, okay, what are we doing? So there's also that, like not feeling like you're being encouraged. And there's also the, to be honest, people are not lying to you. I have a job that, and I have to figure out life.
Oh
and
my God.
I'm trying to
figure out. No, don't have a job.
Please, please. Like, the podcast is not paying my bills, though. It's just hobby. The podcast is not paying my bills.
Please.
So if I say I'm going to come with honest energy this year. So please,
yes,
let me
I love
save
it.
My
it's 100.
Yes. The podcast is not paying my bills. So I've not reached that level of that podcast. There's no money. Soon come by the grace of God. But honestly, so I think it's easy to shelve it when you feel like you have lots of pressing issues going on. And just like, you know what? He's not even bringing me money. He's not doing this, you know. But then again, we're not doing it for the money, because if we were doing it for the money, we will not even start the podcast in the first place. But yeah, so I'll tell you that's why. But I'm really, really happy because I think now I feel refreshed and I feel ready to come back and I feel ready to bring value. Even if it's one person that listens and they're like, oh, I really like listening to that, or I enjoyed your conversation. I think for me, That makes me happy. Though I was a bit scared that we would stop the podcast. And I would say this, I am not doing this podcast alone because trust me, you people know my, okay, maybe some people might not know my history, but some people know my history that's me. I can just, one day I can just wake up and scatter everything and act like it did not exist.
Wow.
Because people that know, I had a blog and one day I woke up and decided I did not want to have a blog again. And because it was only me, I was the sole proprietress of my blog. I closed it, packed it up, deleted everything. It never existed. But the thing is that because I'm doing this podcast with people, there was an accountability that I will, it's not just be like another project that I just abandoned. Okay, I'm getting so deep now. Serious, light-hearted stuff. Okay.
No, it's good.
It will not be like another thing that, you know, I have abandoned. And I think that sometimes doing things with people is actually helpful because all the pressure doesn't have to just be on yourself. There are people that can like push you and encourage you and help you to actually keep showing up and, you know, to keep doing it. So I'm really, really grateful for you, Lady Shayo and Diana. And I'm happy that we're back and we are doing this again. So I think I've spoken for too long. So I'm going to keep quiet now. Love you guys.
Now, you okay, first, now I feel bad because Damola and Diana were doing all serious accountability stuff. You guys, 2024.
Now I'm serious now. What are we talking about?
I'm on a vibes and living my best life. I'm not even joking. But shout out to them. So I will be on the serious one this year. And then we have two serious ladies. So
again, Shayo can never be serious. Let me just say.
That's setting the tone.
That is not Shayo's brand on this podcast.
Wow.
You can find me. You can find me on serious. But you see Damola and Shayo. They don't have it in their body. They must be serious.
But you we can reinvent ourselves anytime. Let me reinvent myself as a serious person now.
All right, baby.
Thank you. Very good. Right. So, guys, I feel like we need to catch them up a little bit on... That's why I said last time we released an episode was in September.
September. So That's crazy.
Let's do a catch up. What, life updates, life...
Oh, my God, you guys. You know I was going to come and tell you people. I finally found a house, so I'm not homeless. Glory to God.
Actually,
my apartment has been are over.
So we were speaking about how Diana was being lazy with it. But again, when I say shout out to God, you think I'm joking.
Oh God, my gosh, I for us.
Yes, God really be coming through in ways that you can't even, it's like this is a miracle, magic is what it seems like. But Diana, please continue your story.
Sorry, I feel like I understand what went on in T-Badge's head when she said shout out to God because Shayo how? Like, I don't know, why do you even think of shout out to God?
I don't know, please, I don't know.
So that happened. What else happened in September? September up until today, I don't remember. October. I mean, I already said I turned 30, so that's that.
Yeah, but what month did you turn 30? She turned 30 in November, guys. So November was a big month for Diana. Huge month, actually.
Everything happened in November.
Exactly. Yeah. That was the biggest month.
Oh, yeah. I got promoted at work. But that was like before September.
Congratulations, but you didn't share it now.
The career babe, so you guys don't mess with Diana, okay?
You guys, I'm actually about to retire. I just need to, like, not sugar mommy. Oh my God, that's not it. Housewife things have been like today. What I've been doing today is just preparing myself. Like, I've been listing roles. Working. Like, what do housewives do?
She has been working.
Like, what do housewives do? And, you know, I was talking to someone and we just said, and he was like, the one who just says, oh my God, this thing is still dusty. Are you sure you clean this properly? Come and clean it back. You know, come and clean it again. Make sure. I just want to be that housewife that gives orders.
Nana, pause. So these are all the delusions that you've been having when you're chatting to Tamara and I about your future. Oh, now I see. Claire, okay. Very well understood. You know, you need to give us more details so that when you're in the delusion, we need to enter it with you so that we'll be like, oh, that's the way. So we can advise you on how, you know, best to
you guys
navigate
speaking it. On delusion. Speaking on delusion, I told Shayo and Damola something, and God bless Damola. Not like God will not bless Shayo, but God bless Damola. Shayo, Damola, Shayo told me to put on my clown outfit today. And I was just like, I was so confused because I'm like, this is the same thing. Damola, don't laugh. Don't laugh. This is the same thing I shared with Damola. And Damola was very positive feedback. She plugged into it with me. But Shayo said I should put on my clown outfit. In fact, she was
why
like,
why do I find that hard to believe? Damola gave you positive feedback.
Yes, I did. Damola, you see, I'm you surprised. See, oh my God, look at God. Wow. I am so happy that my brand is changing. Ah. Anyway, see, Shayo, see, oh, I've put the devil to shame. Shayo, you're not the devil, oh, just the devil. Jesus. Well, wait. Shayo, you're me, no? How can you tell us to put a clown out?
Damola, let me tell you what happened. You
okay,
guys.
Tell me.
So obviously, Diana calls me this morning. We're having a good conversation. And Diana always does this. And I'm sure you guys have even noticed this on the podcast. We'll be having such a serious, nice conversation. Next thing, Diana will change the topic to something unrelated. So we're having our conversation. It's great. I don't remember what we're talking about. Next thing, Diana says what she said. And I'm just like, Diana, like from where to where? Well, in her defense though, she's been saying this since 2023. But sometimes she says things for a while and after she drops it because she knows it's obviously a joke and nobody's going to take her serious. In this situation, Damola, I blame you. Because when you encourage her, she will now come to me. Damola, you know me and you are always in this. We are always together. If I think something, I know Damola has thought it too. I won't say it, but I know Damola will say it.
Oh my God.
You see, my brand has changed because the way she told me, I had to key into it with her and I had to encourage her with the word of the Lord because she was telling me, oh, I feel. I said, no, we don't feel things here. Mm. We call things for.
Okay.
We call things to be.
Rich. So rich.
I was Pastor preaching D. her and Jane Shire, you see. I told you, my brand has changed this 2024. I'm coming with a new vibe. Though it's just the first of the year, but
exactly.
It doesn't matter.
We'll see.
And
we'll see
Damola, how the thing is that the first time I told Shayo this thing, she was all like, oh, just tell me when so that I know when to book my flight and all of that. But so all of a sudden, like, I don't know today, she was like, she's even casting her flight. That you see that date, I should just remove it. I was like, ah, I don't understand. What's going on here? I thought
it's Damola's fault. She even encouraged you and gave you a date and said, oh, no, don't do it on this day, do it on that day. Damola, how could you?
Because this year we are believing God. What was impossible? Let me tell you.
I'm unavailable, Sha. I'm unavailable. You're not paying us, Sha. I'm unavailable on your date. Sorry, boo.
Oh yeah, tell them what this big news is, seeing as we've been talking around it for a while, Diana.
Oh yeah, I thought you were going to say it. Anyway, so like one day I woke up one morning and I said that 31st of August, that's when I'm getting married. 2024. So this year, you guys. We're not doing nearest future. It's happening this year. So that's it. And Damola was so like excited, you know, we call things. Shayo said I should put on my clown outfit. That where is the man? That Shayo, there's nothing Shayo did not tell me this morning. Oh, let me just say, there's nothing Shayo did not tell me. She now started calculating that if you are to do this, you have to get this by this, you have to do that by. I'm just like, are you doubting the speed of the Lord? Anyway,
dare you, first of all? How dare you? Because I don't doubt God. But as a project manager that I am, you know, you have to put plans in place. Right?
She brought project management into it.
You have to put plans in place. August 31st, my people listening, how many months from today, January 1st, August 31st is it?
Miracle. Okay. No, they tire Jesus.
Diana said she's planning her wedding in 2 months. And I'm like, cool. So you have like, 6 months to meet the man. It's possible. All right. I'm sorry. Diana, I believe in you. I believe in your ministry. Mm?
Don't worry.
Shaya is not convinced, guys. We'll come back here to testify of the goodness of God.
Okay. Yeah, I see I'm not coming. I'm not coming.
Anyway, she already said she wasn't coming. So that's fine. It's all right.
Exactly. Keep your invite, boo.
There's no way I'm inviting you. That's 1st August. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not happening. or actually, sorry, 22nd August, because Damola, I didn't understand.
You moved it with Damola's guidance and advice.
Yes, so because I was like, if that 31st seems shaky, so if I have to plan to be there, you know, I gave her advice because, you know, obviously it depends on family, when family will decide and all of that. So anything can happen. Anyway, Shayo, we'll use this whole time to talk about Diana.
I don't understand. Sorry. What does
relax now, Diana.
Please pick that date already.
Wedding date is not just by the individual. Now, when you meet the person.
Are you joking here?
Okay. It's not just by individual. When you meet the person's family, then they will even now come together and
I will elope. What are you talking about?
Okay, sorry. Shia, what have you been up to since September?
My goodness. Let me think. September, October, November, December. You guys, honestly, I just feel like, and this always happens, I feel bad, but every time towards the end of the year, my burnout is so intense, especially towards the end of the year. I always feel, because I remember even 2 years ago, we did an episode where we were sort of recapping and I just felt over it. And yesterday I was looking on Twitter and I felt so bad because I saw someone had tweeted and said something like, oh, because again, you know, the internet now, people are recapping and saying, oh, 2023 was best year ever. This happened. Okay, I sound like a hater, but yeah, this happened. This, aside from all the marriage people, you know, all the people getting engaged, like there's a deadline, like they had a special ministration in their hearts that said, if you don't do it by 31st December, all of you finna get ended. But again, back to my original point. So the person had tweeted like, oh, I just feel nothing. Like, I get people are saying, oh, they're thankful and whatnot, but I feel nothing. I feel numb. And I was waiting to send it to you guys, but babe, it was late and I was tired and, you know, we're doing our prayers. But I could relate to that a little bit. I feel like my burnout hasn't been as bad because obviously I got off work earlier, well, mid-December, so I've had a good chunk of time to rest. But in general, the last quarter for me, so September, October, November, December, has been just so crazy. But in September, what really happened? Oh yeah, I finished my MBA, of course. A shout out to your
congratulations.
So that was really good. It was really exciting to finish that. And but again, it was such a stressful period for me, September in particular. And then I went straight into work right after. And then what happened in October? I don't really remember. Yeah, October was just work. I worked a lot in October because in November I was in Lagos having the time of my life, which was really fun. So I went to Lagos for a couple of weeks for a friend's wedding. And you guys, another reason why back to Diana's story is so
unreasonable. Oh my God.
Planning a wedding is actually no joke. Like, you will do things to the T. Well, you know, Lagos wedding planner, Sha. But there are so many stories that I forgot to tell you guys from the wedding that I went to that were side Aisha. But it was such a really fun time. And then I came back to dreadful London weather. So I remember as I was on the plane and we're landing, it was just, you know, oh, you are seeing like clear skies, sun. As soon as we were approaching the UK border in the sky, just gloomy, just cloud everywhere. I was so sad. And then I landed and it was just rain. So that was November for me. December, yeah, like I said, December wasn't too bad because I've had like 2 weeks of rest at a stretch. So I do feel energized and ready for the new year. I try to do my little plans to, but again, I just feel like burnouts be hitting me too early. So I'm trying to, you know, re-strategize and do a new method of sort of planning my year in sort of like shorter bursts.
I have tips.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe we'll share on another episode.
I'm not sharing with
them. No, I think we should actually, because some people still plan up until the end of January, and I think that's fair enough, right? Your year up until January. So maybe we should do an episode where we sort of share tips on how we're planning. That's my past couple of months, guys.
Shia, I want to ask you a question. Don't feel like I'm putting you on the spot.
No.
The way you see the very last bit, right, where you're like, you're just doing your little planning and all of that, are you afraid to like be so like really ginger, because you sound more cautious than anything.
Yes, now, because every time we planning. When I was, okay, yeah, and honestly, thank you for asking me this, Damola, by the way, but I feel like last year I had, and I feel like I also didn't have too many plans in general, right? I tried to be more realistic. And again, we talked about this, guys. Go listen to the last couple, any episodes we do towards the end of the year. I feel like they're always really nice and in a very reflective mood. But I feel like I set plans for myself during the year. And you know, you might start off the first 3 months solid energy, but as soon as April, May start hitting, my energy starts to dip. Productivity, zero. At the start of this call, Damola even shaded me for something that she knew that I said I was going to do last year and I didn't do. And a couple other things when I looked at the list of things that I wrote for myself last year, and it's, I won't say it discouraged me, but it made me feel bad. Because again, I don't always share all my plans with everyone, but I'm accountable to myself. And so this year, I sort of want to, I'm setting such small expectations because again, I don't want to disappoint myself in the goals that I'm setting. So yes, I am erring a little bit more on the cautious side, which makes me sad too, because it's like, does that mean I'm afraid to like dream big or whatnot? Which I'm not. But in my mind, I'm like, every time you say you do this, but you don't do it. So perhaps you're overworking yourself and doing too much, which is not realistic as much as you say it is. So I'm trying to, you know, maybe be nicer to myself and not put too much pressure, because I think a part of it also is linked to subconsciously I am pressuring myself because I don't know where I feel the time is running to. So one big thing that I have said as like my goal for this year genuinely is to be slow. Like I literally wrote it down, to be slow and like walk, like, because I get, and I feel like I'm talking too much, but once I feel overwhelmed and I get super anxious about things, that is when all the goals that I set for myself start to sort of just fall away. So again, it is cautious, but it's also me trying to plan smarter, knowing myself, knowing my triggers, knowing how, because I really want this year to, yes, I have big goals, I have big, you know, plans for like, most importantly, like my career. But again, I'm just like, it's because I'm always at the back of my mind saying, oh my God, time is running out. You are imaginary deadlines that nobody has put on me. Well, maybe sometimes, you know, family will say things. But again, imaginary deadlines, and I put so much more pressure on myself that I don't want to do any of the things that I said I want to do, which I probably could do if I was more patient with myself and whatnot. So yeah, my big goal for this year is to take my time more. Maybe that was a goal for last year, I don't remember, but it wasn't on my list when I looked at it. But my big goal is to like take my time, be really slow in everything I'm doing, because life is it always feels like it's running too fast and I feel like I'm trying to catch up. Catch up to what exactly, right? It's my life. I'm running my own race and whatnot.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do for 2024. But thank you, Damola, for the question.
Oh, I'm glad I asked, because I wasn't sure if I was going to, if it was too much to ask.
No.
But I think, Dana, you said you have tips on how to avoid burnout. So is that something you want to say now, or is
it's that not how to avoid burnout? So it's how to plan.
Sorry, what's your tips for
on the planning?
Okay, the sorry, planning. Ma.
I beg you, burn out. I don't care if you. I can't do anything for you.
No, but okay, fine. So maybe you would do that in like a, maybe make a video.
No, Damola, thank you.
Be more active on social media.
What do you mean? No, I'm not doing that.
Yes. You guys, Dana is a Instagram reel style. Dana, why are you?
Yes, because you are dancing on Instagram. Exactly. Why can't you do video?
Damola, I hate you. You guys, Damola said the dancing girls are here again. God, I wanted to delete that comment so bad because I'm like, God.
Damola, is that what you said, really?
That was last year, me guys. It wasn't this year. It was last year.
It was,
that was yesterday, you. Yesterday.
I was like, people. I was like, this is why.
I didn't say, anyway. I said the dancers. I didn't say the dancing girls. I said the dancers. I did not dance.
But yeah, Diana is getting more comfortable on camera. So definitely be expecting some video content from us.
Yeah, and it can be like shots, you know how people do reels and they write on the video, so it can be something like that.
This is where I actually thrive. I just don't want to do it, but this is where I thrive, let me just tell you.
Oh, you see, she's been saying it already.
But like, yeah, you guys, actually, the podcast is my priority this year. This podcast has to thrive. It has to do well. And I'm just looking at the time of this thing. And I remember we said, Amola, 20 minutes. 20 minutes have passed. So let's round
up. I've told you people that you people cannot talk for 20 minutes. It's not possible. And the truth is that there can be a nice balance with, okay, not making it too long so that people will actually listen to it, but also not too short that we don't say anything we did not pass any message. So I think there's a nice balance that we'll just have to figure out. And Diana, please, you sent a voice note today to our group chat and you said that the theme for the year in your church is very exciting. I don't think your behavior is keeping with the theme for your church. Let me tell you now. You didn't listen to the voice note. Go and listen to it. She said that the theme for the church is very exciting. And now I told her to do real and something. She says she cannot. Why? She doesn't want to put herself out there.
Exactly.
Go you and see? Listen to your voice note again and tell me if you're thinking I rest
I just want to state it here.
I rest my case.
Any other place. Damola, we're not friends like that. We're actually not friends like that.
No problem.
That is your personal problem.
No problem.
That is your personal. So, but anyway, I want to say something to Shia before I forget. Not Shia, but to everyone. I think with setting goals, I think that there's always the pressure at the beginning of the year to write every single thing that we want to do that year. But one thing I feel, because I also felt that way, that after my birthday, it's like everything dies down and I'm struggling to keep up for the rest of the year. But I think that something that will help is when we write a lot of things at the end of the year, at the beginning of the year, sorry, if we go and review them, like maybe, I don't know, maybe every month might be too much, but maybe every quarter, kind of like quarterly, seeing that, is this something I can tweak? Is this something that, maybe I found a better way that works? And we kind of review it and remind ourselves of the why. Remind ourselves of why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? I mean, people say, vision board works, and seeing it all the time kind of puts everything in perspective for you. So even at the end of the year, you still feel energized. So maybe that might be something that we can incorporate for our year, that say, okay, how can we do things differently?
Oh yes.
And on being slow, I definitely understand it, like just going at your own pace and not allowing other people dictate or comparing yourselves with other people or letting them dictate the tune of your life. I think that is something that is really, 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 really important.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Damola, for your thoughts. Diana, do you have advice to share?
Diana just wrote that Life Uncharted needs a vision board. And the reason why Life Uncharted will not have a vision board is because I told Diana to put Life Uncharted podcast on her vision board. And she was telling me that, she does not want to do something.
Diana, you see why we don't take Diana seriously? You see why we don't take her seriously?
Diana, she's not serious.
What? You guys, please, let's pray for Diana this year. She is the one who needs change more than anybody else.
Yes. Put structure in your life. You'll be better for it.
What I said does not correlate with what happened that day. There are different scenarios. There are different things entirely.
No, it does. Because I literally said, so that we can be a bit more consistent and it's on everyone's mind that ensuring that we show up for the podcast is important. So include it in your vision board. And Diana says she's not doing that. I even say she should go and use Canva.
I remember after Damola said that, I went to Canva to go and look at little vision boards, and Diana was just, no, she's not doing it. So I'm like,
you guys.
Anyways, guys.
You guys. Mm.
She's laughing. Please, do we have any final thoughts for...
Yes, you guys, this has been a very nice conversation, and I just want to, before like we go, because you know, we came here to kind of like explain ourselves, why we were away and all of that. And I just want to say, for anyone listening, I know that sometimes is you want to make something work, but it's okay to take it easy. You don't, that something that you had planned for hasn't worked out yet doesn't mean it's not going to work out. It's you're dealing with your calendar, but God has his own calendar. That's what I'm saying. So, and also give yourself grace, honestly. Take it easy on yourself. This life is already hard. There's so much happening in the world, people. Take it easy. Take breathers. Laugh. Leave. Love. That's all I have to say.
Aspire to perspire.
This is the L.
What a way to close.
Okay, Shai,
what
so
about
that's
you? What are your
I don't final have any parting words, please. We will catch you guys on the next episode, I promise.
And again, for real this time on the next episode. Again. Yeah.
We mean it.
Okay. I would actually know you guys, we're going to be consistent. I think if we're planning to take some time away, we will let you guys know that, oh, we're going to take a break for maybe 2 months or something. Because obviously we probably cannot record episodes for every month the whole year. It's not realistic. We'll be tired. But maybe if we're taking a planned break, we'll let you guys know that, oh, we're going to be gone for 2 months or 3 months. And then, you know, so I think that's one way we're going to do better. And to go off Diana's vibe, please, you guys, this year, live your life. Live whatever that looks like for you. Just live it. Like, push yourself. Try not to settle. Live as boldly as and authentically as you can.
No right? grief Nobody for cares. Anybody.
Nobody's really looking. Okay, she has come again. Nobody is looking at you. Trust me. Whatever you want to do, just do it. Nobody really cares. But we love you and thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys. Catch you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.